We are audiostack.ai.
Combining AI writing, the best synthetic voices,
with production and delivery.
Be it ads, podcasts, or VOs for video.
Just like this ad. How would you utilize AI audio? For free.
Go to audiostack.ai/contest.
Give us just a few details.
And you could replace this spot and be heard by millions.
See webpage for T's and C's. audiostack.ai/contest.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Welcome to another episode of Crazy Fitness Guys Healthy Living Podcast. I'm my friend, Tom, who's going to be here discussing about his entrepreneurial life. And to welcome aboard, Tom.
Thanks for having me.
So tell us a little bit about your podcast.
So I have a podcast called Pod Jerky. We release episodes every Monday around 2 p.m. We're on Apple. We're on Spotify. We are on iHeart. We are on Amazon Music and Audible. You can find us on Instagram and Twitter at Podjerky. And you can find us on YouTube as well by looking up Podjerky. We are just a podcast that talks about everything. We have had some fantastic guests on the show so far. We've had Ken Shamrock. We've had Matthew Moy from Two Broke Girls. We've had some musical artists on from Canada, which are Thrust and Navi the North, DJ Chemo, Big Stretch, Dankery Harv. We get into some of the topics like health. We get into fertility. And we get into some of the pandemics talk that we have. So that's basically what we do.
I'm jealous. You're going to hook me up with some of these people.
Yeah,
there's like one big spreadsheet. Come on.
Yeah, it's hard because you have to reach out to them on social media and see if they get back to you. And I've just been lucky. They've just answered me whenever I've reached out to them. So I've actually built a friendship with one of the hip hop stars that I've had on the show. He was on a live show during our convention that we had, and he was really, really good. And he and I became friends now, and we're working on some projects together right now.
I'm jealous. You're going to have to send me some of these people's Twitter profiles because I'm going to hit them up.
Yeah, definitely. For sure. I will.
So how long have you been podcasting?
We are now 10 months in to podcasting.
Oh, I'm still younger. Woohoo! just out of curiosity, if you don't mind me asking, how many people listen to your podcast?
Today we just surpassed 10,500 downloads, which is pretty good considering we've only been around for 10 months. So we just surpassed 10,500 downloads, and thank you to everybody that has tuned in and who has listened. It's been a fun ride.
Okay, now I'm definitely jealous. I'm only 1,400. Hey, listeners, what the heck is going on here? You gotta keep bumping me up some more. Come on, this is like cool.
Here's your trick, and I tell this to a lot of people too. The best trick to doing this really is to get guests on your show, and the more guests that you have on the show, the more chance they have of sharing your episodes as well. So more listeners are going to get to hear it. Instead of you just sharing it yourself, you have guests that are actually sharing it as well. So if I had somebody like a Ken Shamrock on, or a Matthew Moy on, or any of these hip hop guys that I've had on the show, they're sharing it to their social medias as well. So a broader audience is getting to hear your stuff. So a lot of that is what you do with the guests, and they're going to share your episodes, and they're going to get a lot of listens.
Oh my goodness. I'm definitely pumped now. Now I just want to go on Twitter and say, hey, who wants to be on my show?
Yeah. Well, you do that, or you go ahead on Instagram. A lot of Instagram accounts will actually respond to you when you do a direct message. And I found that with quite a few people. So we've had luck in doing that. And we've had luck on, I want to say Twitter as well, but majority is Instagram.
I have to say, you know, have you ever heard of the podcaster? His name's Lewis Howes.
No.
Well, he has like, he's been on the top 100 podcasts in the whole world, and he used to be a ex pro athlete, and because I think he was injured somehow. I forget how, but he's one of my huge idols, and he has a huge list of people that a lot of celebrities and a lot of entrepreneurs, etc., on his podcasts. But he has these strict requirements that you have to be like an international best-selling author or a pro athlete or ex-pro athlete or a well-known speaker. And I was like, I want to be on his show one day. And he actually said to me, and I told him, one day I'm going to be on your show. And he never said to me, no, or good luck with that one. He says, I look forward to it.
Yeah, and that's great. And you have to think about it this way. You can't go into podcasting thinking that you are going to be number one right away. You have to work at it. You have to do your due diligence and do your research and be able to get listeners to tune in, put out a good a product so that they actually listen to your show. Don't get down if your numbers are low or whatever you're doing. If you're having fun doing it, enjoy it. The listens will come. You have to distribute it properly. You have to be able to put your show out there for people to hear and show them where they can find it. Have them engaged in the show, have them engaged in your social media content, and you'll be able to grow your show that way. Now, me being at 10,000 downloads and you being at 1,000, there's no difference there. There's no difference there. 10,000 is not a lot of downloads. Is it a nice milestone to have? Yes. But between you and I, we're not that far off from each other. We're doing the same thing. We're having fun. We're doing what we want to do, and we're doing it because we enjoy it. I'm not doing it to get the numbers there, but you know what? They will come. And I promise you, they will come to your show.
Definitely. Like I did before we got on this podcast, I was telling you, I tried live streaming. I enjoyed it for the time being, but after two episodes, I'm just thinking, well, every guest I have on now, it's going to be a live stream. And it's like, I don't have the time or the resources for it. And it's like, if I had like two clones of me, perfect. Yeah. They don't even have to talk. I just learn sign language.
Yeah. Well, here's a good tip. When I started off podcasting, what I thought was the norm was you would go into these Facebook groups or you would go anywhere on social media and you would link drop. And what you do with that is all you're doing is dropping your links to your episodes and you think that people are going to listen. It's not going to happen like that. People are going to get turned away from that. I get turned off by it all the time because we have groups on Facebook for podcasting. And in these groups, people try to do it and nobody's going to listen to your show that way. There's listens for listens. Like, hey, you listen to mine, I'll listen to yours. I'm not going to do that either because I want to actually be interested into your show before I'm going to listen to it. So you have to engage on social media. You have to. We started this convention. You were a part of the last one that we just did. And it's a good way to get to be a part of the podcast community. It's a way to get in touch with other podcasters, to do live streams into the Facebook group, to do all kinds of things. We have lots of threads that are going on in there. And that's the way that you're going to grow your audience because you are going to be able to become friends with people in those groups. You're going to be able to promote your show in those groups and you're going to be able to do basically live streaming in that group. So a lot of people are going to see your product. And if they like your product, they're going to start to share that as well. So that's another trick that you might want to follow if you are a podcaster and you are looking to get your numbers a little bit higher.
Well, and another trick I learned is that when you meet new people, always offer them to be on a guest on your show as well, because pretty much like 99.9% of the time, they say yes, and even if I'm geared towards health and wellness, thank goodness I talk about lifestyle, because any lifestyle goes.
Yep. Yep. And definitely. And I'm still going to have you on the show. I'm still waiting because we are still in quarantine and my work schedule is a little bit different right now. I'm trying to figure out what my work schedule is going to be in the next couple of weeks. So we're waiting to hear an announcement from our government here to see how much longer we're going to be locked down. If I'm in lockdown, that means I'm at home. If we're not, then I'm at work. So that's what I'm waiting on to get you on the show. I did promise that you were going to come on the show, and you will. I'm just waiting to find out from when we're going to be able to open up again. So I'm just waiting.
And it's like my there was this one podcast wasn't really a podcast, but it was like a virtual TV show. And it was streamed to Roku. Forget everything that you know about a web browser, because you will be blown away by Sidekick browser. It's no ordinary web browser like Firefox, Google Chrome, Microsoft Edge, and all the other web browsers out there. It's based on productivity. And let me just name a few other functionalities that it has. It's very fast. It blocks ads by default. You don't see that with Google Chrome, do you? Nope. And there's also a built-in sidebar, so you can have all your tools and systems all in one place without having to go search and wait for the web page to load. It's just right there with the click of a button. Try Sidekick out below with the link in the show notes and descriptions for more information about Sidekick. It'll boost your productivity probably tenfold. Because that's what I use it for, is productivity. Check out Sidekick and tell them I sent you. YouTube, Amazon, probably other platforms. I didn't. Android TV, I guess. I don't know exactly how many more services, but he had it was wild. And he said, the host has said that 750,000 people tune in every episode. I'm like, well, that's a good way to get my name out there.
Yeah, definitely. And I think, were you talking about one of the videos you saw in our group that somebody was going to be starting service like that?
I forget where this person, where I met this person. It was one of my podcasting groups.
Yeah, so it was in our group that John from the Basement Surge, he was going to actually be starting VOD TV. And VOD TV was going to be exactly that, what you were talking about. It was going to go to the Roku service and it was going to go to Amazon as well. And the audience was very, very high. And it was going to be an on-demand service. Now, there are some hiccups right now that we're waiting on for him to actually get that going. But he still plans on getting that going sometime in the future. Like I said, it's you have to get yourself out there in order to be seen. But again, 750,000 people, when you do the laws of averages, you have to think one out of every 10 is going to tune into your show at least once. Not subscribe doesn't mean they're going to subscribe, but they may listen to one of your episodes. If they listen to one of your episodes, they may tune into two, they may tune into three or four or five, whatever they're going to do. So you base that on the laws of averages, you're still going to get a good chunk of listeners. 750,000, that's a lot. I don't think I'm going to ever hit that number, but it's something to work towards.
Well, this guy, his name was Lauren Harris, and I was on his show, and that's where he had all of his virtual TV show streamed to all the platforms. He used like something called, I think it was like E360 TV, and it was like, it's funny, like me and him, pretty much winged it the entire episode. I don't know if he had questions prepared ahead of time, but he just kept going one at the other. And I just like, I have no idea what's coming, but it was just so much fun. And for a whole hour, we just like, I don't know. It was just really, really funny.
But you know what? I feel if I'm listening to a podcast, I like it when it is more just a genuine conversation than when it's scripted. So if I'm reading off of a script to do my show, it sounds scripted. Whereas if I'm doing a conversation like this with you right now, it's more of a genuine conversation and people are going to want to listen to it because it's just a normal conversation.
Definitely. And I can tell you from right now, I have no script in front of me because I just came upstairs from dinner. So there's no script in front of me.
Yeah. But, and you know, it's funny because when our first few episodes came out, when we were doing our show, we were scripting everything. We were making sure that we had all the facts right. We were having everything just correct when we were doing it. And going back and listening now, you can tell how scripted the episodes were. Whereas now, the more episodes that we've got into, and I think we're at episode 63 right now, the more that we've gotten into, the easier it's become. And the easier the conversations have become. And I remember starting off, I remember being a little bit nervous behind the microphone. I'm not a nervous person, but I remember being a little bit nervous behind the microphone. But then when I went on to the live streaming, I was really nervous because I've never done the on-screen thing before. So I started to do that and then you got more comfortable with it. So it just became easier and easier and easier as time went on. And that's just something you have to do. It's something you have to practice and something that's, it's going to help you in the long run.
So I have another question for you.
Sure.
How did you get into podcasting anyway?
Well, it's funny because a lot of these podcasts started off when the pandemic hit, and that was basically in Canada here. It would be in March when we did our shutdown. And I had actually ordered, I had actually ordered a microphone off of Amazon in December the previous year. And my wife kind of looked at me and she's like, why do you have a microphone? And I was like, I don't know. Maybe I'm going to try podcasting. And she just kind of like, you know, gave me a little bit of a chuckle. And I emailed my buddy and sent him a picture of it. And I said, hey, podcasting. And that was the whole email. That's all I wrote. I said, hey, podcasting with a question mark. And he wrote me back and he's like, let's do it. So I sent the microphone back and I was like, you know, let's order some better equipment, actually, if we're going to do this properly. So I ended up ordering some better equipment and we started. Now, we didn't start our podcast until April, but we had pre-recorded episodes all the way from December. We were like recording episodes that we had stuff to put out once April hit. So we released our first episodes in April, I believe. So that's why we're at 10 months. We were just pre-recording beforehand, but never released anything until then.
Well, I just started cold turkey and I just like, hey, you know, let's just start podcasting. Well, the only reason why I started was because it was Crazy Fitness Guy's third birthday. And I was like, well, how can I do to spice it up for this year? And I was like, I'm going to start a podcast. And I had a few people ask me like, what do you like doing better, blogging or podcasting, or motivational speaking? I was like, motivational speaking and podcasting, blogging not so much.
Yeah, I don't want to sit in front of a computer and type all day, but I'd sit in front of a computer and talk on a mic all day. That doesn't bother me.
And like, I don't mind the whole writing part. I do enjoy it occasionally, but last year I just experienced a lot of writing because I was in my another English class, and it was just like, oh, this was the greatest idea. Hey, let's write and write and write and write some more. And it was like, this is fun.
Yeah, I'm not into the writing anymore. I will do my notes every now and then, but I'll do a little bit of research here and there. But other than that, I don't feel a need to have to write up anything anymore. Basically, because you can really research anything online if you really had to, and find it there. But yeah, as far as the writing goes, I'm not a big fan of it. I can write, like, in terms of writing out a script or writing out whatever we have to do for the show. I just rather come on and just talk normally, just like a genuine conversation like this.
Tom, I got them. I read this article. I forget how long ago. I think maybe sometime had to be last year, because this year is too new. But this article, they said you know how you can keep writing on your website if you choose to write? Well, turn your transcribe your podcast into Vue, and I found a tool that gives you like an 85% accuracy. Not the best, but I'll take it. And it's like, well, I had to change a few words myself, and I'd done worse. And I you know, to be honest, I did a lot more for a lot less.
Yeah. Yeah. And for those that don't know, YouTube actually transcribes your videos as well. If you upload a video to your YouTube channel, once it's up, I think it has to be up for an hour. I'm not sure how long it has to be up for, but once it's up, you can go to like the three little dots that are on the video and you can hit transcribe and it'll transcribe it right for you, like right there on the YouTube page. And then you can just copy paste it to wherever you need to go.
Jeez, I got to try that next time.
Yeah, it's not the most accurate, and it won't give you the names of the speakers. So if a new speaker is speaking, then you know you're going to go and have to put in your spaces, because it has no idea who's speaking unless I were to say Tom from Pod Jerky talking now, and then start talking, and then I would say, you know, Jimmy from Crazy Fitness Guy talking now. Then it would be able to recognize that, but it won't recognize different speakers that are speaking. So you have to go in and add that in. But you know, for the most part, it's decent in its accuracy.
Well, this is a tool that I found and I use sometimes, occasionally, depending what I need it for. It's called an Audio Burst. Just Google that, and there's like 85% free transcribable or headliner transcribes that well. But the only for the free plan, they give you like 10 minutes. And I was like, oh, don't overwhelm me here with your generosity.
Yeah, that's not long enough.
I probably get a letter from Headliner and it's like, are you bashing our product? And it's like, no, I just said that feature.
Yeah.
10 minutes is eh. Yes, let's have a 10-minute podcast episode. What the hell?
Yeah, we need 45 minutes to an hour, basically.
Yeah. Provide 45 minutes for me for free. That's enough for me.
Yeah.
Well, at least an hour. Come on, please. I bribe them.
Yeah.
So what's your most favorite part about podcasting?
Interacting with people. I have to say that. I mean, I've met a lot of great people doing the podcast. It's been really, really fun being able to go on their shows or them coming on our shows, meeting some of these guests that we've had on the show and getting to talk with them. It's just been fun. I mean, I don't mind putting in the work behind the scenes, doing the editing, doing the, you know, photos for Instagram, doing whatever you have to do. But my most favorite part is actually sitting down and interacting with people. I just get a kick out of it, especially during the pandemic where we're not even allowed to really go and see anybody. Didn't get to see our family for Christmas this year. Haven't seen any of our friends in almost a year now. Like we're into February after the weekend coming up, and it'll be almost a year since the pandemic started here. And you know, it sucks that we can't see our friends. So this has been a good, I guess, substitute for that. But it's also allowed me to make a lot of friends, and a lot of friends that I normally wouldn't make if I wasn't doing podcasting, because I've met friends from, you know, the US that I never would have made if I wasn't doing the podcast.
Yeah. And speaking of which, I met a lot of friends too. There's somebody, she did a podcast interview with me sometime last year. I forget which number it was. I've been only on like 45 podcast guest appearance episodes so far, so I kind of lost track of which episode, which one. But she said she messaged me on Facebook. I think it was like beginning of this year or ending of last year. And I just say, hey, Jimmy, I'm doing this, writing my, I think, 40th book or something like that. And she's like, how would you like to be a co-author on it? And I was like, someone actually wants me to be part of something? Holy crap. And I was like, this is unheard of. And I was like, heck, my name's going to be published on a book.
Yeah, and that's great. I mean, that's the whole thing with podcasts. It brings a lot of people together. It allows you to become a community. Like I said, we have the convention group, and I believe we're at about 14 or 1500 members in that group right now. I could be wrong, but we're around that number right now. And our next convention is coming up in March. And yeah, we
I'm
have
signed
two,
up for that too.
Yeah, you are signed up for that. And we have two full weekends that are being booked right now. And we're fully booked on two of the days out of the six so far. And the other 4 days still have a few open slots right now. But that's just tremendous that you can have, you know, 6 days of the month, basically, and full of just podcasts that want to go live and want to spread their show and want to share their material with everybody. And it's fantastic.
Just out of curiosity, I want to like, at, you know how, yeah, it was really, I remember the, when I was in the convention, I was kind of nervous the very first time I went live because about 5 minutes, Facebook was giving me annoying troubles. I don't know if it was because I kind of back talked to them a few weeks ago. And I think it was basically there just like giving me the virtual middle finger. And it's like, yeah, we're Facebook. We can do this. We can screw with you. Big Brother's watching.
It's possible. Yeah, it's possible. Yeah, I remember that you had a few issues, but we got it all sorted out and we got you to go on live and it was great.
And you know, I actually kept that bit in there when we were just struggling and I just uploaded to my YouTube channel and it's like, I'm just keeping it in there. And I was like, yep, Jimmy has tackled up.
Do you like Crazy Fitness Guy and want us to stay in business? Consider becoming a subscriber to Crazy Fitness Guy Premium Podcast. By becoming a premium podcast subscriber, you will be helping support our mission, which is to help educate people about autism and change their perspective so that they can look at it as a unique gift instead of a disease that needs to be cured. At Crazy Fitness Guy, there is only me, aka Jimmy Clare. I am what you call an indie podcaster, meaning there is no company backing Crazy Fitness Guy. So in other words, if I run out of money, there will be no more crazyfitnessguy.com. By becoming a premium podcast subscriber, you will get these exclusive benefits like ad-free content, so you do not have to listen to ads like this one anymore. Behind-the-scenes access, you will get sneak peek previews of upcoming shows, and you will get early access to episodes before it's released worldwide. Crazy Fitness Guy's premium podcast has been featured over 9+ countries around the world. So just think about that. If you like these exclusive benefits, go to crazyfitnessguy.com/support for more information. I hope you will consider supporting me and Crazy Fitness Guy for years to come. Thank you for your generous support over the years. It means a lot to me. Thank you.
Are you stuck with and you don't know what to do for dinner? Well, let me tell you about this awesome, amazing company called Eat Clean Bro. You get healthy recipes.
We are audiostack.ai.
Combining AI writing, the best synthetic voices,
with production and delivery.
Be it ads, podcasts, or VOs for video.
Just like this ad. How would you utilize AI audio? For free.
Go to audiostack.ai/contest.
Give us just a few details.
And you could replace this spot and be heard by millions.
See webpage for T's and C's. audiostack.ai/contest.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Delivered right to your door. They're fresh. they're cooked for you, and all you have to do is heat it up in a microwave or oven. It's simple, quick and easy, affordable, and each meal is delicious. I found them through Tiger Shulman's Karate, and I joined them and partnered with them because I think you will like them too. And I absolutely love their meals. They're fresh, authentic, and it's all around great food that you normally think, oh gee, I think this would take hours to cook, but they already took out all the cooking for you. All you have to do is heat it up in the microwave. How simple is that? Or the stove, or the oven. So go check out Eat Clean Bro in the links in the show notes for more information about them. The internet can be a distraction place. It's full of distractions like social media, shopping, and so many more websites that are very distracting, just like video games and whatnot. But it is all over the place. So much noise going on. Well, with a blocker tool like Freedom Blocker, it can block all those distraction websites that you find distracting. I block RuneScape, Facebook, Twitter, and all the social media marketing tools. Without Freedom Blocker, I wouldn't be able to run crazyfitnessguy.com because I'd be distracted all day long. But thanks to them, so I'm no longer distracted. Go to visit the web link in the show notes for more information about Freedom Blocker, for more information about what they do, what they are, and whatnot. And you can, and the best part about Freedom Blocker, you can use it on all of your devices, Apple, Windows, Macs, tablets, and more. Visit them to find learn more information.
Technical difficulties.
It's no problem. You know, everybody who's doing this, and that was your first time going live in our convention group, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, everybody who's gone the first time has always had some kind of technical difficulty, which is fine. We have no problems with it. That's why we're there. We're there to help everybody out. We're there to make sure that everything goes smoothly. So it's no problem if you have a technical difficulty. We will be there to help you.
So just out of curiosity, why did you start the podcasting group?
We decided there was a couple of us. It was Sarah from Blackbird Advocacy Podcast and Russ from Nick and Russ Don't Know Anything. We just decided, hey, you know what? Let's start this group up. Let's see what we can do. Let's run a podcast convention. We had been running ads with each other on each other's shows. We've been doing a couple of each other's shows together. And we said, let's start this convention. Let's see if we can get this going. And I think it kind of, I'm not sure if it branched off the idea that I had, but I was doing kind of a segment called the Podcast Roundtable where I had five or six different podcasters on the show at once. And we would just talk about podcasting and you know, it was just a genuine conversation. I would host it and I would just ask people questions about podcasting and see why they started or where their name came from and, you know, all that good stuff. So we started this convention group and it turned out that people really enjoyed it. We had a lot of people sign up for it. We had different panels that we did during the convention. So the first one went so well that we said, you know what, let's do another one. We're going to start another one. And this is when we did our holiday one. And that's the one we did the last time, was our holiday one. And the holiday one worked out really, really well because we actually got some special guests to come on. We had Adam Bush and he was phenomenal. He came on the opener of the podcast convention and he's from Men at Work. He was in Buffy the Vampire Slayer and he was just great. He was great. And then I had a Canadian hip hop guy on by the name of Thrust. And he is actually the guy that I'm working on a project with right now. And, you know, a lot of other shows went on after that and we had panel discussions and we had games and it all went just, you know, fantastic. We loved every minute of it. It was very tiring. We had 58 shows, I believe, over that weekend that had gone on.
Jeez.
Yeah. And I made an appearance in 15 of those shows. So I was tired to say the least, But, you know, I just loved it. It was just, you know, it was fun to go on the panels and talk with other people about different things, about networking, about, you know, getting your numbers up. Or we did a game show where I hosted a game show while we were on there. I did my show, and then, you know, we did the open and the close. And then this time we're doing the spring break one, which is going to be during the March spring break. And that's where we're going to have the 6 days of podcasting going on. And it's going to be really interesting because I think we might have another couple of special guests lined up once again. I do have some confirmed, but I'm just waiting to see if they are going to confirm closer to the date just to make sure. So I don't want to spoil anything right now by saying who's going to be coming on. But it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a lot of fun. That's all I got to say is everyone's going to go on, nervous or not. It's going to be a great time. Everyone's going to have a chance to go live. Everyone's going to have a chance to come on to panels and talk with all of us, whoever's hosting those panels at certain times. We're probably going to have a couple of game shows that are going to be going on, so people will be able to do that. And I am working on a DJ to have a DJ come on and play a live set. So I'm hoping that we'll be able to do that as well. But I am not sure if they're going to be available at that time or not.
And for people who listen to this episode, you guys got to check out my when I go live, because I'm going to be there again. This is going to be part two of what I finished last year. And I can't spoil anything, but hint, hint, it's part two.
Yeah.
And that's my only hint.
Yeah. And that's what you got to do. Once you know, like, your time slot is locked in stone and everything is up and posted, then you just got to go in and share that and just make sure that everybody goes and tunes into your show. We'd love for everybody to tune in to every show. We know that's not going to happen because, you know, 3 days, 72 hours, you have 144 hours basically of podcasting over two weekends. Nobody's going to tune into 144 hours of podcasting, but at least your friends will be able to tune into your show at your time slot that you're on. And hopefully you'll be able to pick up some new listeners because there will be people tuning in that haven't heard your show before.
And just out of curiosity, for people looking to start a podcast, what are some of the best tools, like microphones, hosting, live streaming, if they're interested in live streaming?
So we do a lot of live streaming through StreamYard. StreamYard is one of the ones that we do that allows you to stream live right to Facebook. It's a really, really good program, but you can get the free version, which will allow you to stream to Facebook and stream to YouTube as well. However, you will be using their overlays, which will say StreamYard in the corner. You still get to have a ticker at the bottom, which will allow you to show like your handles for Instagram and Twitter and whatever you want to use it for. But it is branded by StreamYard. There is a paid upgrade version of that, which you can pay. I think it's $10 or $12 a month, where you can brand it all to yourself. So you can put your logo on there. You can put your name on there. You can do whatever you want with it. And it just shows a little bit more professionalism to the show. I'm okay with doing just the free version of it. I don't stream enough to be paying for the paid upgrade version because I don't think I would use it enough during a month. I don't think I've used it since Christmas, and I think that's the last time was a month and a half ago when we did the convention. As far as equipment goes, basically, if you're going to be doing a podcast, you really don't have to go overboard with equipment. You need a decent mic, and right now I'm using the Samson Q2U mic, which has excellent quality sound, and I'm just using a plain old earbud, you know, for my earphones to listen to. So you don't have to go overboard. You need a computer or you need a phone. I know with my phone, I have a Samsung Note 20 Ultra right here. I can plug the USB stick into the bottom of the phone here, and I can actually plug the microphone into my phone and record right onto my phone. So you don't need a lot of equipment. Recording software, you're going to be using Skype if you want. You can record video through there and then record the audio afterwards. You can use Zoom. Zoom does a lot of that. That's, these are two of the programs that I personally use. And again, if you use StreamYard, your video on Facebook will be saved there. You can download the video and then just record it. The editing software that I use is Audacity. I think it's one of the better programs out there to edit audio, and it's free. And that's the whole thing. OBS is another program that I play around with a little bit, and you can do a few tricks on. We have a whole video that John from Basement Surge actually did, and he did an OBS tutorial for everybody to watch in the PodVCom group. And you can take a look at that as well, because it's really, really cool program to use to edit videos or to stream videos as well. And then there is also DaVinci Resolve. That's another program that you can edit videos down and shows excellent quality to your product. So it all depends on what your end game is. What do you want to do with your podcast? Do you want to do just audio? Do you want to do video? Are you looking to gain, you know, a lot of Instagram followers or Twitter followers? You have to be, you know, relevant on social media. You have to be there all the time and post a couple times a day for people to see your posts and keep engaged in your show so that they keep coming back and seeing what you're doing and seeing what you're up to. So that's basically the equipment. You don't need a ton of equipment. I have a light over here that's just basically a ring light that will make it better lighting for my space here. And I have a webcam, and that's it. That's pretty much all you need.
Yeah. Eventually I'm going to get a ring light. Haven't forked over the money for that yet. Had to pay a big hefty bill at the beginning of this year. It has nothing to do with podcasting. There's some marketing tools that I went a little overboard. I'm not even going to tell the price range because I wouldn't even tell my own parents. And when you can't even tell your own parents, it's just good to keep it to yourself.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
I was ashamed to even see that bill. And it's like, yikes. I knew it was up there, but I was like, I'm good at math, but I wasn't pinpointing that number.
Yeah. No, but like I said, you know, you don't have to spend a fortune to start podcasting. You know, when we first started out, we ended up buying a mixer. We ended up buying, you know, XLR cables and, you know, USB extender cables and all this stuff so that we could actually do interviews live, like with the person one-on-one. But, you know, during the pandemic, you weren't allowed to do that. So we found an actual easier way to do this. And that's through Skype or Zoom or, you know, whatever program you decide to use. And all you have is a USB mic plugged into the microphone or into the computer right now. And that's all I'm using. And I went and I bought like the podcast, like the microphone arm, which you can see right here. Ended up buying that for like $20 on Amazon. And it's been fantastic so far.
And, I'm jealous.
You know, it's, you don't have to spend a fortune. I want to tell you again, I probably used maybe about $200 worth of equipment, $250 worth of equipment, and 50 of that didn't even have to be spent. 50 if it was just when I was starting out and didn't know and thought, you know what, this is what I need, and you don't really need it. So it's not too expensive if you do want to start a podcast. And again, your hosting site, right now we're with Podbean. And Pod Jerky is with Podbean. And, you know, we pay a monthly fee for that. And I believe it's $11 a month or $7 a month. I can't remember what the price is. But that allows you to get unlimited hours of podcasting. The free version only gives you 5 hours that you can upload at a time. So once your 5 hours is up, it'll knock down your first episode and continue on with your next episode. So you only have 5 hours that'll show up on your podcast, and you don't want that. You want people to be able to go back and find your episodes from before. Now, Anchor offers a free service as well.
That's what I use.
You're on Anchor right now, and I have another new show that's going to be coming out soon. And I did sign up for Anchor, and I'm going to be using Anchor for that.
And they also have an editing tool in there for free built in. So
yeah. So I mean, there are a lot of options out there that you can get stuff for relatively cheap, and you don't have to break the bank in order to start a podcast. And anybody can start a podcast. It's very, very simple.
And plus, if you're gonna decide to do live streaming, make sure you have somebody at least helping you with it, because you have to get your show out there to tell people about the live stream.
I knew kind of about that, but I just thought, oh, well, maybe I can be prepared enough to do this. But with everything, my schooling, blogging, and being guests on other people's show and motivational speaking, just not in the cards for me at the moment. And it's not like I didn't give it the old college try. Gee, I sound like an old fart. I basically decided to go back to the audio, just audio for myself, because I'd rather show up consistently, and I know how I can show up consistently than just show up and say, hey, I'm just going to show up because of, I don't know.
Yeah.
And overextend yourself.
No, but I know another piece of advice that I want to say is, don't be afraid to reach out for help. If you are having trouble with audio, or you're having trouble with video, or you're having trouble with, you know, anything to do with podcasting, don't be afraid to reach out for help, because there are people out in all of these groups that will help out and be able to give you a helping hand when it's needed. And I found that very helpful when I first started podcasting. And of course, if somebody reaches out to us to ask for help, we're always there to help, because we want to give back the same thing that people gave us when we first started. And it was just a huge, huge, huge help when I first started, of the advice that I got. And now that I've been in this for 10 months, I've picked up a few tricks. And if anybody needs the help, please reach out to us and we'll help you out. No problem.
So before we wrap up, where can people follow you and find you on social media, website, podcast, etc.?
So you can find the podcast on Apple, on Spotify, Google Podcasts, iHeart, Amazon, Audible, anywhere podcasts can be found. Twitter is @PodJerky. Instagram is @PodJerky. Our website is podjerky.wixsite.com/PodJerky. We are basically everywhere PodJerky. Just look up PodJerky. You'll find us everywhere. You can Google it. You'll find us on YouTube. You know, I'll be starting up a new show, I'm hoping within the next month, just getting things up and running right now, getting stuff prepared and getting the logo and the music done. And everything is supposed to be falling into place within the next month. Can't give it away right now because my co-host is actually somebody that doesn't want me to say anything as of yet, but we will be releasing some information in the near future. So keep an eye out for that as well. I will be announcing that stuff on PodJerky as well. And I will be announcing that stuff on social media. We're also on Facebook. You can find us at PodJerky on Facebook. And that's pretty much it.
Jeez. Well, you know, like I always tell my listeners for each episode, if you don't find me on a platform that suits your needs, let me know. I'll be on there, the platform. I'm always looking for new platforms to be on.
Well, there's an easy way, instead of having to go back and read off everything that you're saying, like Instagram and Twitter, and saying like, oh, I'm at PodJerky on Instagram, I'm at PodJerky on Twitter. You have a link tree, and I don't know if you have one or not, but I have a link tree as well, which is called the website is linktr.ee/PodJerky. And that will bring you to every single link that we have. So it will show you where our Spotify link is. It will show you where everything is. So, you know, it's just one place that will house all of your links, all of your social medias, handles, everything that you have for your show. It will house it all in one space. So if you give out that link, somebody can go there and they can actually click on whatever one that they want to go to.
I actually have a link like that. And funny you say that, because mine is called, I think it's an I or an L. I can't tell because they look so godly similar. Mm-hmm. Whoever runs a dictionary needs to change that gosh darn difference. Put the two lines on the top of the I, please. Yeah. Anyway, I had to say that. I always wanted to say that. But anyway, there is... I use this one, it's like link.bio something, and it was a one-time purchase of the pro accounts, and I decided, and they had a free version, but
I went at the middle of the road price because I knew I could afford it at the time, and I was like, I really wanted this tool. It integrates with Google Analytics, so it still counts as traffic for me. And where I didn't like Linktree, where like the free version is like, oh well, we get your traffic, and it's like, I don't think that works. That went, it's like, that shouldn't work that way. It's like, you can, it's like, you can take credit for your service, but don't steal my traffic.
Yeah.
Or I get enough people stealing my traffic.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Yep. There are so many tools out there that you can use to promote your podcast or to do it, like to make your podcast look professional. And that's just one of them. Like Linktree is one of them. And all of these hosts that you're using are another one. And all your social media accounts. And, you know, again, all I'm going to say is that in order to get your show out there, just stay engaged with everybody, make friends with everybody. Stay a part of the community and make sure that you make friends and talk to people, and people are going to tune in and people are going to find your show. People are going to share your show and it's just going to get out there just because you're part of a community that wants to help.
One more question, and I'm breaking my own rules, but I don't care. Anything goes. Why the name Pod Jerky?
Actually, that's funny because that wasn't our original name. We had a whole bunch of names that we had picked out, and I don't even remember what our original names were. It's been over a year now since we started this whole process, but we had a whole bunch of names, and everything that we went and we tried was taken. It was just, you know, you don't want to get mixed up with somebody else that has another show with the same name as you, because then it'll be hard to find you. And you want to brand yourself properly. If you can see in the background here, my wife had a poster made for me for Pod Jerky. And, you know, you just want to have the proper brand. So my co-host actually came up one night and said, you know, what about Pod Jerky? And we went and did a search on it and nobody had it. And, it was kind of a play on beef jerky and a podcast together. And it was just Pod Jerky and it, you know, it sounded smooth. So we ran with it and then we got a lot of good feedback on it. And that's why we stuck with it.
It's kind of funny how you said that because Crazy Fitness Guy used to have a different podcast name as well. And it was like Healthy Living with Crazy Fitness Guy. And it was a lot longer. People say like Crazy Fitness Guy's Healthy Living podcast is a lot to say. And it's like, yeah, but that my other one was like 60 characters long. And I had to stay with Healthy Living because, well, that's the only way I can cover all the topics that I cover, as I don't couldn't think of another name for it. I guess it's not just health and wellness, it's pretty much everything along with it. But I ran within that similar trouble when my website used to be a different name, and I actually had one of those cease and desist letters emailed to me. And I was so frantic because it's like, holy crap, I'd never had one of these before. And I didn't know exactly what I was going to change my name to. But then when I looked around, no one had Crazy Fitness Guy. They call Richard Simmons the Crazy Fitness Guy, but he never trademarked that. And so I was like, I'm taking it. And so I took it, and I really feel bad for Richard Simmons because now if you Google Crazy Fitness Guy, either two words or three words, as one word, Richard Simmons doesn't even show up for it, but as three words, breaking them up, the name in three words, his name is almost towards the bottom of the first page. And it's like, sorry, Richard Simmons. I didn't mean to take your name, but I'm taking it.
Hey, that's the name of the game, right? I mean, right now, like with Pod Jerky is the same thing. You know, nobody had it. And if somebody went to take it, you know, it's ours. It's our name. We have the rights to this name, and, you know, nobody's going to be able to take it now. But that's what it is. It's hard to find a name. You know how many times I have gone through even starting the new show that we're going to be starting. We went through a couple of names. I made a few logos for different show names that we had in mind, and all of them were taken again. And the one that I came up with now, again, can't say anything as of yet, but the one I came up with now, I took a play off of a song that I know, and one of the hosts that is going to be on the show as well. He was actually in the song. He's a musical artist, but you know, it was very, very difficult again, just to come up with a name, because every name you go out there to get is taken. And then if you go to sign up a Gmail account or a Twitter account or an Instagram account, all of those names are taken as well. So, you know, it gives you different suggestions for these social media accounts, and you don't want those because it's giving you like, you know, podjerky356 at, you know, whatever it is on Instagram, but that's not what I want. I want at podjerky. Luckily we were able to get that. But some of the other stuff that I was doing today was just, it was hard because we couldn't get some of the stuff that we wanted, even with the website.
Well, that's why basically I trademarked Crazy Fitness Guy, because it's like, there's no way I'm going to, I'm still waiting on that trademark after the whole flipping almost 11 months now.
Yeah.
God, the USPTO is slow.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
They didn't, according to, I'm not going to name any names, but according to my source, he said that most of these USPTO people are just working at home. And it's like, they're getting paid to do nothing. I was like, I'm waiting for 10 months. Just do, 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 do. Yeah. Somebody play some Jeopardy music. Holy crap.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's another topic for another time.
Yeah.
But thanks for coming on Crazy Fitness Guys Healthy Living Podcast. And I'll leave all the links to your episode in the show notes when the episode comes out.
And yeah, let me know, and I'll definitely share it all over social media for you as well.
Definitely. And
we are audiostack.ai,
combining AI writing, the best synthetic voices,
with production and delivery,
be it ads, podcasts, or VOs for video.
Just like this ad. How would you utilize AI audio for free?
Go to audiostack.ai/contest.
Give us just a few details,
and you could replace this spot and be heard by millions.
See webpage for T's and C's. audiostack.ai/contest.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.